It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Today is March 29th, 2024, National Vietnam War Veterans Day and National Mom and Pop Business Owners Day. Yes, I was raised by self-employed individuals, so I can appreciate that one. Birthdays: L. McPherson, 59, Brendan Gleeson, 68. He was in Gangs of New York. He was pretty awesome in that, I must say. Also on this day in history, 1867, Dominion of Canada was created. 1999, Gretzky scored his last goal. 1974, the Terracotta Army was discovered in China. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's 8,000 lifelike size terracotta soldiers and horses. It's just amazing. And they apparently were built in 248 BC. And what I noticed, I was zoomed in on the photographs. I've never heard of this. So when you zoom in on the faces, they're all different on each soldier. It's absolutely insane. But yeah, go check that out. That is really cool. In 1951, Julius and Ethel Rosenberg were found guilty of espionage and sentenced to forced deletion, if you know what I mean, by way of the Capitol variety. And they were caught turning over U.S. military secrets to the Soviet Union. Yeah, they probably had that coming, I would think. 1918, Sam Walton, founder of Walmart, was born. All right, let's get into the news. We've got breaking news. Sam Bankman-Fried gets 25 years. Where will he serve his sentence? That's a headline from Fox News. I saw a caption later on in the article that said Sam Bankman-Fried was found guilty on 2 counts of wire fraud and 5 counts of conspiracy in connection with FTX's collapse. You know, Madoff got life. Why didn't Sam get life? You know, a lot of people lost a lot of money because of him. I don't know. Here's one from CNN. Largest crane on the eastern seaboard arriving to start removing Baltimore Bridge collapse wreckage. We did not do an episode on Tuesday. We missed that. But I just want to make a couple points here. This is going to trigger major changes on the safety functionality of these ships. I'm telling you right now. And it's going to have something to do with manual control of the ship. If autopilot and the whole ship loses power. So yeah, we'll see that coming in the future. Predicted right here. And that's not the greatest prediction. But another thing I wanted to say was it's not looking like it was a deliberate attack. There was a lot of speculation on that, and it's definitely looking like an accident. So awful stuff, awful stuff. CNN, Leah Remini says it's never too late to continue your education. As she earns her college degree at age 53, she got her associate's degree from New York College. Hats off to her. She's like the headline says, 53 years old. And I'm not 53, but I still wouldn't want to go to school right now. I feel like the older I get, the more difficult that would be. But she's still in school and she's going for her bachelor's. She was all tied up with the Church of Scientology and never made it past 8th grade. So that's why, you know, I think we all know how she feels about Scientology now, and she's getting caught up on her education. So hats off to her. That is awesome. Carrie Heffernan. Yeah. Hey, we are going to take a 30-second break, folks. We will be right back. Promise.
Don't touch that device, because the Lunch Show will be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Chad. Just wanted to take this opportunity to let you know that The Lunch Show was always intended to be a TV show, and that's still the plan. We plan on launching The Lunch Show TV show in late 2024, right around the corner. So keep listening to the show, click on all the things that help support us, and it's time to get back to The Lunch Show.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, there's more of The Lunch Show with Chad Summers.
All right, welcome back to The Lunch Show. Looks like Diddy is in hot water for doing things that were shitty. And if he gets found guilty, we will call him Shitty Diddy. This one from TMZ. Fed subpoena multiple companies after Miami LA raids. Yeah, that's this. So in addition to the LA, his home raids by the FBI, I'm going to read a little bit. The raids on Diddy's homes are just the start. The feds are issuing subpoenas to companies doing business with him, hoping to identify anyone with info pertinent to the sex trafficking probe. Oh, goodness. Looks like we got another R. Kelly on our hands, possibly. Maybe they can be cellmates. We'll see. See how that plays out. Pretty creepy stuff, though. Can't have them out on the streets, though. If he is guilty of what they're suggesting he's a part of, yeah. Here's one from Business Insider. Hey, this is so bizarre. But I don't know. You tell me, folks. Send me an email at chad@thelunchshow.com. A $20 million mansion home was built on top of a 400-foot skyscraper. The tycoon owner may never get to live in it. I guess this is in India. The owner, billionaire owner, fled to Britain. He fled India due to some charges that are put on him. The building is 33 stories. I don't know if that's a skyscraper. It's an apartment building, but I don't know about a skyscraper. But it's amazing. I mean, it's got the infinity pool, and it just looks like, you know, a mansion out in the neighborhood. It's even got a yard and trees and everything, I think. So it's really bizarre. Check out a picture of, just Google mansion on top of building or on top of skyscraper, and it'll pop up. I mean, there's not a lot of those in the world, I don't think. So. But all right, it is time for some good news, because that's how we roll good news at the end of every episode. Before we do that, I want to say, subscribe. We need to build up our audience here, folks. So hit subscribe and like and follow and whatever. You know what to click. I don't even have to tell you all that. So here we go. Good News Network story. Woman given new 3D printed windpipe in world first. That's cool. I love reporting this medical science stuff. All right, I'm going to read a couple quick paragraphs. A biotech company has established a stunning milestone for prosthetics as their firm became the first and only one in the world to produce a bio 3D printed windpipe that was successfully transplanted into a human body. That's so awesome. Nasal stem cells and cartilage cells were obtained from other patients who underwent other procedures, and these were replicated and combined with polycaprolactone, PCL, for structural support, as well as a special ink made from living cells to make the windpipe or trachea. Unbelievable. One more. The transplant procedure was performed at St. Mary's Hospital in Seoul on a woman in her 50s who lost part of her own trachea during thyroid removal surgery. The one-of-a-kind 3D printer, designed with over a decade of research and testing, was provided by the company TNR Biofab. If you think about it, they did that in 10 years. That's pretty impressive. I mean, that's really 10 years. As you all know, 10 years can fly by, and they were able to do this, build this machine and do this operation. And that's really quite amazing, if you ask me. But I think that's great news. Any positive, like, medical science news is awesome. So we will report that whenever we come across something worth reporting. So, all right, folks, I'm going to call that the episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you have an awesome weekend. As usual, don't go out drinking and driving like an idiot. It's just going to wreck your life, potentially. Until next Tuesday, keep pressing on in your life. And peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of you all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope you all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.